The first reading about how Gamaliel speaks to the leaders of the Jewish faith at the time, trying to figure out what to do with these apostles who are preaching, and they want to get rid of them. And he sort of brings this sense that, look, if it's of God, it will remain. If it's not, it'll fall on itself. It'll destroy itself, he said. And he gives examples of people who came as leaders, and then when they were killed, it came to nothing after. And so this is one of the proofs that we have in terms of one of, as we understand proofs, so one of the things that make it reasonable in terms of Christianity coming from God, is because what you have are these people who were deathly afraid of what was happening when Jesus was dying, right? Then after something happened, the resurrection is what we call it, but if you don't even want to call it, something happened to these people where now they are willing to give up their life. Not only that, but it has endured for centuries through good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health and everything. It's amazing how the faith has kind of endured. And so this is what we hold on to. It's like, oh my gosh, that shows it must be from God, because so many other things have come and gone. Matter of fact, everything else has come and gone over these years except this faith that Jesus, and that started with pretty much unintelligent men who had some profound experience of Christ after he died. And they were claiming that now he's alive. And they believe that so much that they don't even care if they die anymore. And it wasn't just one person who had this mystical experience. It was repeated over and over and over again by many people. Then they were all willing to die because of that. I think that gives us, hopefully, even some kind of encouragement about where we stand. You know, if this is of God, and our experience of God, how much are we willing to kind of do what these apostles did? You know, that they would be willing to give up their life for the faith that they have come to experience. And that's been true for many of the martyrs. And hopefully on a day like this, when we read about how the suffering of the early apostles, and the first reading ends with, they found themselves grateful. They were pleased that they could suffer for God. Sometimes I don't even like a little thing. If somebody says something bad about Christianity, it's like, oh, look at that, they're so nasty toward us. It's like, well, gosh, the early church, if you want to make that connection, they'd have articles every day in the paper against them, and they were persecuted because of that. And they actually found joy in the persecution because they knew that they were going to be faithful to God. If only I could do that, maybe all of us would find that kind of joy because of our faithfulness to God and our idea that we are going to travel the same road that Jesus traveled, same kind of journey to the cross, our cross. Maybe find courage to do that as well, to find that kind of courage so that we ourselves can say, you know, this has to be of God because I would never have done this if it wouldn't have been by God's grace.